Robert Sponsor on the Royal Mukwena.
Hello.
Could you please start with the meeting?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to all of you.
Welcome.
Thank you. This is a one-item meeting, and it's for the committee to consider and adopt the minutes that are before us. I think we've got eleven. I hope we've had an opportunity to go through the minutes. Let me just read out the date so whoever does not have, so that you can get the set of the minutes that you do not have with you. The minutes of the 22nd of March, the 29th of March, the 24th of May, 31st of May, 28th of June, 16th of August, 18th of October, the 11th of October, the 19th of October, oh, the 12th of October, I think my sequence is not like it, the 23rd of August, and the 25th of August. Yeah, I think it's just a sequence. If we all have all the minutes. After the minutes, once we're done with the minutes, we'd also like to spend a few minutes on the preparation for the oversight visit. Members will remember that we have this oversight visit to excuse me, to the department and some of the entities. Honorable Pandela?
Yes, Mr. Chair, last year we had the same situation where we had a big stack of minutes and we had to spend nearly a day to do them all. And then it was decided by this committee that we would not be in the same situation again this year. I wonder what happened to that decision of the committee. We would do the minutes of the previous meeting every time out just before we start. So, yeah.
Yeah, Honorable Van Dalen is correct, and we will just recommit ourselves to that decision again, that it won't happen come next year, but I think we won't wait for the end of the year to raise it again, but in every meeting we will also make sure that we do have meetings of minutes of the previous meeting. I think I must also commit myself to that. Can we then go to the minutes of the 23rd of March, 2011? 22nd. What did I say?
23rd.
Oh, 22nd. Sorry. 22nd. Pardon? 22nd of March. Yes. Just for the sake of Honorable Grayling, let me just take you through the date. The 22nd of them. You've got all of them.
Only from the 29th, and now I've got the 22nd.
So you're fine.
I'm fine.
Until the 25th of October. The 25th of October. You know, I just on a lighter note, I know there was a call by, I think it's the chairperson or the president or I don't know the what of SANEP this morning that people, you know, follow their conscience.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know whether what I see here before us from members of the opposition, whether this is a demonstration that you're going to vote by your conscience.
Well,
because you're not dressed in black.
Well, yeah,
imagine
that
Honorable Mukwena
was dressed in black.
Yeah. Darren is wearing a black and white tie. Money. Yeah. Nasi Pandala is wearing a black and white tie. Yeah. You know? Anyway, let's go back to the minutes of the 21st of March. 28th. Why do I keep on saying the 21st? I need my glasses. 22nd of March. Page 1. That's the covering page. Page 2. Honorable Bond.
It's whether you want to be dealing with these minor things, but the doesn't make nothing. Under point number 3,
presentation of strategic plan.
Presentation, yes. If you go to the third line there, the beginning of that.
The mandate?
The mandate.
Mm-hmm.
The mandate of the department was evolved over the years from focusing on the privatization of SOEs to the restructuring of SOEs, with a strong focus on equity partnerships and the current
then,
mandate,
oh, okay.
And you take out then.
Then. Okay. Anything else on page 2? Page 3? Page 4? Page 5? Can we have a mover for adoption of the minutes? Honorable Bikova moves, any second now? Honorable Bauman second, thank you. For those amendments, the minutes are adopted. Corrections. I'll then put before you the minutes of the 29th of March, just when I was about to switch it off. The first page. Page 2, Honorable Freeman.
I wasn't actually there for that issue, but I see that one of the conclusions was to do an oversight visit to Eskom's Dubai power station. I think we did do that during the time. I know we're going now, but I mean, I think we did.
Yeah, at that time.
Honorable members, as we go through the minutes, you'll see that at the bottom, some of them will have conclusions, some of them will have recommendations, some of them will have resolutions, because some of the things, if the committee is going to do it, it cannot be a recommendation because we can't recommend to ourselves. Hence, I would have a conclusion. But then if it's a resolution, that's what the committee resolves. But now if it's something that you recommend to the department, then I would have recommendation in the last.
That's fine. Thank you. Can we have a mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 29th of March? Honorable Kuranov, any second there? Honorable Van Dalen, thank you. I'm going to move in this way, and if there's anything we want to discuss, we'll adopt all the minutes and we can go back to them, or you can just mention which one you'd like to discuss. The minutes of the 24th of May, first page, second page, Honorable Coleman.
Under three again, presentation of strategic plan.
Again on strategic plan.
The second line, the NEL sub area structures 1997 and the development of the NEL as an entity. Just take out that.
Yeah, for repetition. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Any mover for the adoption of the Honorable Dr. Kuranov? Any seconder? Dr. Kuranov moves. Any seconder? Honorable Foreman second. Thank you. The minutes of the 31st of May. Yes, 31st of May. Honorable September. Can we go back to this later? I'll just note all the ones that you want to discuss. Or do you want us to deal with them and then move on? Okay, let's note this. Yeah. The minutes of the 31st of May, first page. Honorable Dr. Van Dijk.
Yes, I just want to remind what I said. I think it was two or three meetings after this one. I said in the committee that I will ask to be some. I think that meeting, but I did not find the attendance register.
Oh, okay.
You will recall that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and it was said that three times.
Yes, I remember.
No,
that's fine.
That's
fine.
Dr. Pender.
That's fine. Honorable Santa, did you have your hand up?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. And page 5. Page 4.
Page 4, number 5, observations of the committee.
Yes.
Right. If you go to that first bullet point, concern regarding the absence of monitoring and evaluation mechanisms in order to take out inability.
Okay. Agreed. Page 5. Any mover for the adoption of this? Mr. Van Dalen moves and Honorable Freyland second. Thank you. The minutes of the 28th of. Are you on this one?
No, 28th.
28th of June. Okay.
Yeah.
That's why you seconded the previous
so
quickly.
Yeah, on the 28th of June, I don't know if Mr. De Corvo will be happy, but still I'm talking under the Iranian people's organization.
Okay, that will be correct. Page 2? Page 3? Page 4? Honorable Cobb?
Not really on page 1, that's it. What do you need to correct?
Well, correcting. We took into consideration the apologies, and it was just a briefing, so we decided that we continue. There were no serious decisions to be taken. Page 5. Page 6. Any mover for the adoption of this minutes? Honorable Santo moves. Honorable Mutena seconds, thank you. We have the minutes of the 16th of August. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3, page 4, and page 5. Any mover for the adoption of this minute of the 16th of August? Dr. Kuranov moves. Any seconder? Thank you. Honorable Van Dalen seconds. The minute of the 18th of October. Sorry, it's the 23rd of August.
From the 11th, I said, members must use the one that I've given them now, because that time I'm editing in the language.
Okay. The 23rd of August. Honorable Freiling doesn't have the 23rd of the month. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Should we have a move of the adoption of the minutes of the 23rd of August? Thank you. Honorable Gorman moves. Any seconder? Mr. Van Dalen, thank you so much. Moves. Second?
I've stretched my hip, Chair.
You have to find another way of scratching. I saw the head before you touched your head. I didn't see where the hand ended up. The minutes of the 11th of October, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, and page 6. Any mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 11th of October? Honorable Freiling moves. Thank you so much, Honorable Sotirma Kirkland. Thank you. the minutes of the 12th of October. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. And page 7. We have a mover for the adoption of the minutes. Thank you, Honorable De Corbo. Honorable Gurunov, second. Thank you. Excuse me. The minutes of the 18th of October. Page 1 is the minutes of the 18th of October. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Any move after the adoption of the minute? Thank you, Honorable Van Dalen. Unfortunately, you were not in the meeting.
Me?
Oh, yeah, you were in the meeting. Sorry. I didn't see your name under the ANC. I was looking for your name under ANC. We've had that before. Intention. It's still just an intention. Sorry. Okay. Any second there? Any second there? Any second there? The minutes of the 18th of October? Thank you, Honorable Sunday. Thank you. The minutes of the 19th of October? Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. And page 6. Any move up for the adoption of the minutes of the 19th of October? Thank you, Honorable September. Move. Second, Honorable Holola, second. Thank you. The minutes of the 25th of October. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4.
On page 1, just maybe I'm wrong, but it says in attendance ESCOM. Is it in the A? Or an ESCOM that is not attending?
Yeah.
Huh?
No, it's supposed to be SAA.
It's SAA.
Not
ESCOM. No, thank you. Honorable Pandora. That's in attendance from SAA to the following people. Thank you. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6 and page 7. Any move up for the adoption of the minutes of the 25th of October? Honorable Van Dalen, thank you. Any second there? Honorable Santa, thank you. Honorable September, you had an issue to raise in the minutes on the minutes of the 22nd of September.
March,
sorry. See, I think I must go back to where I come. I don't think.
You don't like
this. You don't like this. Something with that date, and I was 425th of
March. You make us worry.
Yeah, I know.
Go under the
yeah, yeah, it seems I'm still under the
date. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, page.
Another last one under the foundation.
Oh, under the foundation. Thank you.
It starts with by saying that you have to remember that all of that, it's going to be the amendment. It doesn't say who we are recommending to.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one is the worrying one. It says the committee resolved that Parliament needed to play an active role in executing its oversight role. And at the time, it's the first to repeat.
Okay, yeah, this doesn't work. Yeah.
Okay.
The committee resolved that they needed
I will change it into a conclusion for the comment.
For a conclusion.
As a conclusion at the committee.
Yeah, not a recommendation.
What
it
means there?
The committee that the committee cannot
it was said we must
we cannot accomplish but the committee will do it. So we conclude
yeah.
By saying we'll do it as a committee.
It's a commitment.
It's a commitment that the committee does. As a conclusion. Yeah, so I'll put it as a conclusion.
Yeah.
Yes, the committee reaffirmed that it would.
It's reminding ourselves. Okay. Yeah, it sounds very good. Do we all have a copy of this? Oversight?
Yes.
Honorable Paul?
I wonder if just before we pass up, I just feel that quite apart from this great big bundle of minutes you've got today, I feel we would like to thank our staff. These minutes are actually really
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
They were really easy to go
sure.
through by comparison yeah. to some that you've had.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
I will manage that.
I think they really deserve praise for what they've done. But secondly, some of the recommendations and the resolutions and conclusions must flow into the 2012 program.
Yeah.
And I would ask, I think we should ask this the committee secretary
yeah.
and his staff just to highlight it, to put into the 2012 program so that we don't lose track of what we've recommended or concluded in during the year.
The committee shall agree. Of March.
At some point, we need to have some answer on the follow-up.
Some of the
things, because not all of them
yeah.
can go into
Yeah, in so we just want answers on some of this. Yeah. I think what we will what we will do is in I don't know whether that would be at the in one of our first meetings or at our strategic planning meeting, if the secretary could also just give us, even if it's just a one pager, on these issues that emanate from the minutes that need to be followed up, which would be included in the program, and the ones that need answers from the, Okay. Thanks. You wanted to take us through this?
There is a one-pager document apart from the other one from Transnet that gives a brief overview of the oversight. That it will start on the 29th in Pretoria, where we'll have a visit to the department. And then, and also, in the, I don't know why, I think my mind is not that, I think, okay, the rationale to the department is that the the department always come and present that they've got a dashboard, Isibogo, and they've got these monitoring systems that they use that the entities report quarterly to the department, but it will be important for the committee also to see whether those things are really there, but also to interact with staff and see how the environment is at the department and any other issues that the committee would like to see, because we've never been to the department. Then that will be a half day visit to the department, and then in the afternoon after lunch we'll visit Infraco, because in their annual report they reported that the entity was in a mess in terms of simple things like recordings and documentation, and so just for the committee to go see how far they have gone in terms of turnaround of the status of the affairs, and any other issues that the committee would like to probe when we are there. And then we leave from there to Mpumalanga
and the project
visit in Infraco. They will take us to one of their project visits. Dr. Pandit. Yeah, because you see that in the other the one I've given you, I've requested all of them to do a presentation like the one that Trump did. So I will be forwarding them to you. It must start very early in the morning, considering Pretoria and the traffic. So we probably start at 8 o'clock because we will not live very far from the entities and the department.
We're traveling on Monday.
We'll travel Monday evening, then we are there. For Tuesday morning, we will be in Pretoria instead of the oversight. Then we will probably drive to Mpumalanga because we are going to Witbank, which is 30 hours to from Pretoria. So we'll drive in the evening after everything to Witbank and sleep over in Witbank. Where we'll be visiting the Duva and the Kusile power stations. And in the past is that they would bombard the community with a lot of presentations, and then there's not enough time to do the actual oversight of the end of the thing. So I think the advice also would be that we must tell them that probably only 20 minutes a briefing, and then we must do the oversight. And want to and then on the 1st, then we'll travel that night also to Durban. No. It will still be the next day, the 1st of December. We'll be visiting SAFCOL operations in Mpumalanga. They are also preparing a day itinerary for us. So we'll be visiting their SAFCOL operations in Mpumalanga.
Is this in Delmas?
Delmas. Yeah. I told them it must not be far from Witbank, and sorry, we don't have to travel far.
but also it will be mainly to assess the challenges that, okay, for the Duba and the Kusile, mainly it's job creation and skills development, because they have reported that they have employed too many people and things like those. So the committee will be coping as to how far they have gone with regards to that. And also regarding the working conditions of workers there, the impact that they have in the immediate communities, and any other matters that the committee will feel that arise there. And then on the 1st of December, then we'll do the SAFCOL operations and the community protests that SAFCOL have reported they to be having in that area. So we'll be to assess how far is the, what's happening with the land claims, maybe engage with the community stakeholders, visit community development projects of SAFCOL, and also issues of working conditions of workers, community involvement, and any other matters that the committee would like to think. Yeah.
You say you are visiting Cuba, fast-facing government.
Mm.
Now, from there to this SAFCOL, your SAFCOL operations actually are concentrated around those places. So how are we going to be? Are we going to travel from week then?
Now, he says we're going to travel from Witbank to Delmas, where there are SAFCOL operations.
Mm.
SAFCOL, power station, the Thunder power station in Delmas. And then from there we proceed to Nelsworth.
Is that what we...
Yeah, because they've given me a list of their operations all over
Mpumalanga.
It's a number of them. So they said they will make sure that we go and view the project that are closer to where we will be. So we don't have to go very far.
I think we must just, because we will have to take into consideration the traveling.
Mm.
We must just make sure whether or not we're going to Nelspruit. If we're going to Nelspruit, then it means we have to fly from Joburg to Nelspruit. Mm. Because it's just over 3 hours drive if we have to drive from Victoria to Nelspruit. It's about 4 hours for us to drive. So if it's now straight, we'll have to fly to see. But then how then Witbank, so it means we have to go to Witbank, then from Witbank to Joburg to OR International, and then you must just try to work that, because it may affect your days and time. Yeah.
Yes, I think, Chair, you know, from previous experience, if you could just be careful about not crisscrossing.
Yeah.
You know, going somewhere and then
back.
I think it was the last one we did an awful lot of travelling.
Mm.
So if we can just watch that when you're looking at the map and where we've got to go, so that it follows up.
Yeah, I think we must, because you see, we have 4 days, isn't it? And three provinces.
Mm.
So that's not easy. I see Tokyo is selling his jet, maybe we can leave that one. Yeah, I think we do it from the air. Design, just try to sort that one out. Because it may impact on the whole thing. Yeah.
I'll do that.
Honorable Secretary?
I've already discussed this with my deputy, and I will attend the 29th and the 30th, because I am there, and...
That's Pretoria and Witbank.
Yeah, I will go there on my own cost, because places, and be with the task force, and the Durban I've already visited.
No, that's right. No, I think those arrangements are fine. We don't need to discuss those.
That is on cost.
Yeah. I think Dr. Van Dijk will also just. Honorable Taylor?
And Chair, I would really have loved to join you for this, but unfortunately, I'll be interested.
Okay. As a thing. But I didn't open up for apologies.
No, apologies to me. I just had the Honorable Van Dijk here say that he has already been to this
No, no, no. Honorable Fulano, let's not. That's an arrangement between Honorable Van Dijk and his colleague. So let's not leave it.
No, I wasn't finished. I don't want to.
Honorable Dikoma? Yeah.
I'm not interrupting, but I'm just trying to, in my head now, trying to fit in the. Subcon arrangement in terms of what Honorable Bolula has been saying.
Yeah.
No, that's what, you know, if it really happened, I just have
to come back. You were very polite. You want to check with your wife.
Hey, that's a point of problem. That's a point of
problem. Honorable.
The change of time.
Rebellion. Honorable September.
I would like you to give the honorable member an opportunity to explain this change.
We'll do that as soon as we're Honorable Dikoma, but we will get back to that, Honorable September. I promise you.
No, no, at the risk of pushing self-interest, I was just saying that if the staff call doesn't work out, maybe we'll just cut it out and go to Japan on the 1st.
Okay. Yeah, we will look at how it's going to affect our traveling, and so because we only have 4 days, and you know, crisscrossing three provinces in 4 days may be a bit hectic. So we will take that into consideration. The secretary will just confirm. And we will definitely take that into consideration. We may have to cut it out. Okay. Pardon?
Otherwise, we can think about not doing anything else other than just the SAF call.
You see, for me, SAF call is one place that I wouldn't like us just to drive through, because we really have to engage with the communities there. It's not, you know, your presentation and then we look at a few things and so on. There are a lot of issues that have come from the communities in those areas, and I think we may have to put aside some considerable time to deal with this one. So that's why I'm saying we may follow the suggestion that Honorable Dikoma is coming up with, but let's just look at what are the practical situations, and then the final information will then have taken that into consideration. Thank you. Anything else different?
Yeah, and then apart from that, then on the last day, which is the Durban port terminal. They've given us a program that comes next for the second. The program, the way it looks, it will be visiting the pipeline, the Durban port, and the terminal. But if you look at it there, they've put too many presentations for the first 3 hours of our arrival. Then only after around about 12 o'clock we'll be doing the site visit. So I'm not sure what is the view of the committee, but I think these presentations, they have already done them with the committee when they came to Parliament.
Okay.
There's one, madam.
The translator.
There's a translator. You see on top there? the first year. On top there, they've got presentations for us. And then the tours will only start at about 12 o'clock.
Yeah, I think what the secretary is saying is that we don't, it seems there's going to be a lot of presentation. And let's take for example in the pipeline. Unless there's a question that we have about the pipeline, we've had this presentation. And I remember what we had said at some point is we would actually like to go and see this thing. So we wouldn't like to have too much of a repetition on what has been presented to us already, especially on the pipeline. Honorable Dugoba?
I agree. I think at times you go on an oversight visit, you want to go and see a place, and then the presentation is about their mission, it's about their plan, and all those things. So I think presentations are okay, but if we are going to see pipeline, somebody in the presentation just prepares us to see this is what we are going to see and all those things. So if presentations are those, well, for example, safety, if it's a kind of area where they'll tell us what is it that we can do, what we cannot do. But you don't want a repeat of what they would normally come and do here, because we have seen that been several times.
I think if that can be communicated to him. Honorable September?
I would therefore then recommend you, if you look at the briefings and the presentations that they want to give us, it's actually part of the site visit.
Yes.
So why can't it be incorporated?
In the site visit.
In the site visit. Okay. So why can't we start the site visit at 10 o'clock and they can find the place there too.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. As we move around.
Yes.
Okay. Honorable Mukwena?
Yes. The pipeline is very long, 600 kilometers. I just wonder if it is practicable. I just do not want them to show us the starting point of the pipe and the mechanics of the pipe without asking for too much. Wouldn't it be possible for them to get the helicopter so at least to try us for about 10 or 15 kilometers?
Yeah.
That's not asking for too much.
We won't even see it.
The point is that the chairperson is oversight.
Oversight.
Well, I said oversight, not alongside.
Honorable Kololo? Honorable Kololo?
Thank you very much, yes, sir.
Oversight.
Not all this, but maybe half of the helicopter. We go back.
Well, you know, we can only ask what is possible. So we will ask. That only works in Limpopo.
A broom with a GPS.
We can only ask. Sure. You know, we will find out. Well, I know ESCOM has got helicopters, but I'm not so sure about the thing. we'll ask them. We can only ask. We're not promising the meeting anything. Honorable September?
Chair, I want to ask if we look at the Pretoria side of things, we'll talk to the department and in circle and so on. there isn't a, we haven't worked out the time on this thing. I think we will spend time on it for at least 10 minutes or something. Because I think that would be nice if everyone else can do that. But yeah, I thought that I proposed that on that day, the first day or any other day, that we actually include in our oversight SA Express. We've had extremely worrying signs of SA Express, like we have worrying signs of Intercircle and so on. And this gives us an opportunity to have a bigger bite at what we can probably will bring, Jake, a bigger bite to what we did at the. And I think there we should ask also the Deputy Minister said that he was going to come back, I can't remember precisely. He was going to come back, and because we raised quite a lot of PFMA stuff.
Okay.
So I think the visit to the department must include that stuff also. Well, why do we have to wait for next year then?
The visit to the department.
I'm asking when we go to the department,
that information. Okay.
But secondly, also, and you might have it wrong, in that same meeting, or somewhere along the way, I don't know where the offices are, but that we go to SA Express.
Okay. Let's see if that's possible. Honourable Bonner?
Chairperson, I agree with that, but I think what we need to be really to be able to engage with is the report that's out. Now, I don't know whether that will be available by next week for us to be interrogating, because the Minister is...
Which report is it?
The forensic report.
Okay.
And that is now out, but it, you know, it's to be discussed with the Minister now whether they will just come and allow us to have access to that. I'm not sure.
But Mr. Chair, surely they can brief us on it without going into too much detail about what's going on and what they are doing. See, what we need to find out is that at the meeting we had with SA Express, the chairperson, Ms. Boyle, told us that you know, this came after the fact. Now, apparently, they didn't know about it. And that is quite concerning. Because then we were not told the whole truth when we were sitting in our committee meeting. And we need to get to the bottom of that as a committee as well. So I would urge you that we do go and find out those details. I mean, otherwise, we would be remiss in our oversight role. I mean, if we believed what they told us and it wasn't the truth. Thank you.
Okay, I think, just to go back to what Honourable September said, are you saying our engagement with the department must include this, or must we add SA Express in our visits? Let's say if we could... SA Express is at the thing where their office is at the airport. That when we go to Mpumalanga, then we first have a meeting there, and then often or whatever. Honourable Mukwena?
Chairperson, I bind what
because there are two things.
Yeah, I bind what the Honourable Sotomayor is saying, but Mr. Gani, I think it's not going to be wise. I think we must develop a good point that you made at the quarterly meetings. So they were here about 3 or 4 weeks or a month ago. So let's not further hint them. And then any general federal recount, then we have that quarterly meeting in situ and on the outer down premises.
Okay.
Yeah, instead of asking to read in the presentation to also, on this is one of the three, because there will be
justice.
Okay. This given 3 months before the officers might meet, and then we have a quarterly meeting special assignment was in contact, then standing before the president of the state on the command, and what is it, the concern came after. I think that's not current.
Yeah, what Honorable September is saying is that there's a promise by the Deputy Minister.
Well, I wanted to clarify.
Yes, so that when we go to the department, that we must just timeously inform inform the Deputy Minister that, you know, anyway, he will be knowing that we will be coming there, but we would like in their briefing to give that information that she is referring to.
Okay, is that clarify what I mean? I think it was at the meeting where we had the Express and the other entities. We raised in that meeting there's a number of serious PSMA matters that these entities are not adhering to. So at that meeting, we agreed that other than the department just saying the few words that they said at all these annual reports, that the committee is owed in terms of the Public Finance Management Act and far more detailed response from the department, which must become the practice every year. They must also give us their oversight report on
the department.
From the department.
So that's what the Deputy Minister said. I'm saying that
and you want that to be covered.
You know, but separate from that, I'm saying, because we're going to be there helping everywhere else, that there is absolutely nothing wrong on the board, Makwena. We said that Infraco must come quarterly also, but we're going to them, so there's nothing wrong for us to go to SA Express also. And more so, let's be honest with ourselves, they were in a big and I think it is incumbent upon us to follow up and to have a further conversation with us, because I think the onus is on this committee to deal with this matter in terms of what the Public Finance Management. You see that she got away with the answer that she said in that meeting, and we haven't done the annual report, the report that we've done. We haven't done that.
Yeah,
not yet.
that recommended whatever, including the quarterly. But now we're going on an oversight, so we might as well take that opportunity. Without this committee, dealt the same with South African Airways, and they had these difficulties, and now when they have these difficulties, why must you look at something just
Honorable Pandari?
Yes, Mr. Chairperson, I mean, it's not like we have something else to do on the evening, so we might as well have another meeting in the evening. What would stop us to go on later at night? I mean, we can have dinner or whatever and then have a meeting. Because what else are we going to do there anyway?
Yes.
And we will be in Johannesburg.
Yes.
So, I mean, we have plenty of time. I think so, and I mean, it's a very important pressing issue that we need to go and sort out.
Yes.
It's going to create a lot of problems if we don't, for us as a committee as well.
We took off, we're taking off a staff call from the list.
Okay.
So let's add this one. Honorable Dikobo, you have your hand up.
I'm not sure about us saving a lot of time. Because, you know, we can do many halves or many fractions in a day.
Mm.
You know, you touch here, you know, a Formula One quick stop, refill, and then we go. So from what I hear, and unfortunately I was not part of that meeting, we might need a bit more time with SA Express than the one that we are trying to allocate now. I'm not sure about the distances, but the last thing that I personally would like to do is to see myself driving in a Kumbi at night, late at night, in the Mpumalanga Road.
Okay, Honorable Hololo,
thank you very much, Chair.
He doesn't like when you say in the Mpumalanga Road, so he wants to answer.
Yeah, that's my problem. But Chair, you see, I can see that we are now changing. And looking at the distance that we have traveled, I mean, from Malanda, Gauteng, I think India
address it.
No, I wasn't in that meeting, but I hear now that the chair of the board actually promised the committee a report, this forensic report, at the end of November. So you don't want us to wait for that report and then follow what Honorable Dikova and Hololo are saying, that we include it in our first oversight visit. Honorable Kurano.
Chairperson, I think we already decided that we're going to visit the 4 days oversight in 3 provinces. Once we start to clutter that program, we're going into another difficulty. So I'm very hesitant to change the program now and to cluster more issues in an already tightly scheduled program. 3 provinces in 4 days. So that's one. But if we decide to include SA Express, then we need to set up a special meeting. And the minimum people who should be there is the chairman of the board, chairperson of the board, the CEO, the chairperson of the audit committee, and the independent auditor. If we want to go that route. And that will take some time. That's not a 1 hour meeting. That will be an extensive meeting. If I recall correctly, the meeting we had with SA Express, it said that they're busy with a forensic audit, and that forensic audit result will be presented to the shareholder, and after the shareholder, also to our committee. So my gut feel would be to stick to the program that we've agreed upon.
Okay.
We wait for the forensic audit report to come out, but in the meantime, I think nothing prohibits us to ask for this committee to write a letter to SACS to say we've noted now some additional information that you did not disclose to the committee, and that additional information was conveyed to the committee according to the independent auditor was the conduct of management.
Okay.
Because this has a very serious effect.
Mm-hmm.
We have to adopt the report, annual report. And now, all of a sudden, the independent auditor says, I may have to withdraw my audit opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you did not make a profit, instead you made a loss.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we can, this is a quick fix. Okay. This is very serious. I think we must really think very clearly how we're going to handle it and engage in a proper manner, in a proper time with this one.
Okay, thanks, Honorable. Honorable Pandey?
Chairperson, yes. I agree with Dr. Global. In Afrikaans, yes, a bikie van alles is baie van het. You know, don't change the program. If you want to fit too many things in, we know the logistics. Travel, book in, book out. It's rainy season. It might also rain next week.
Mm-hmm.
So there must be, you must always make provision for some certain delays that might happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the program as it is here might even cause us to delete the support issue as well, because you know there's 1 week for reservations and now spread is not going to be careful. So if you want to do changes, you have to be very good. But
okay.
To come back to Joburg, go back to you, you know, it is not only in 3 provinces, it's also different areas in a certain province that
okay.
You have to drive by car. That might take a long time.
Yeah, I think let's not motivate
yeah.
it further. Yeah, I think that's
something new to add.
New to add.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I agree with Dr. Kornhoff. But we as a committee had that at our oversight role, that committee, that chairman came to us, and so new evidence came up. If we leave it too long, we are breaking up now over Christmas and New Year, and we will only be meeting in end of January, beginning in the middle of February again. So this thing can hang out there, and it can cause a lot of trouble for us as well, if it's just hanging there and we can't get together. And that is also not very healthy. So I would urge you to rethink that decision. Thank you.
You coming up with a solution now?
No.
But let's try to be brief. I think we've really said too much on this issue.
I want to ask Chair, having heard the responses from the and especially on what the Honourable Korenhof said, now because the committee is saying don't start up and politics and other things, but at the same time, let's do justice to what we are raising, then I think in addition to it, if there's been difficult
to the program,
that doesn't mean that we're not dealing with the matter.
Mm.
Because you're right when you say that it's giving a problem for our annual report deliberations. And so I would support that in addition to the letter that he's talking about, so that the issue doesn't have to wait for
January. It doesn't hang like honorable.
In addition to that, we do approach Parliament's legal advisor and say, this is what we are confronted with. Are there anything else other than the letter that we need to do, because we are still in the process of having to compile it, the annual report. And then I hope that we
okay.
will hear of you.
Okay. Honorable Dikoba?
I would also say that the parliamentary program shows that it's committee time up to the 9th of December. But I'm just saying that worst case scenario, and I don't know how much arrangements must be made, you may just have to talk to whoever is responsible in parliament to say this thing has come up, if we think it's urgent, and we can interact with them, maybe in the absence of an forensic audit. I'm not sure it will be prudent to do that. But I'm just saying we still have other things that we might have to look at if January is too far. I agree that January might actually be too far.
Okay. But I think in taking into consideration what Honorable September has just said, in addition to what Dr. Korenhof said, that we're not leaving it open. We don't necessarily have to go there to show that we are dealing with the matter. We can correspond with them in writing. Honorable Mkwena?
Yes, I'm just thinking, Chairperson, that developing the question of the letter and also meeting that with the proposition by on September, why don't you, Chairperson, or let's find out from the Chairperson of the Vice Professor Fresh, how ready is the forensic report? And then what time frame is there? Then he will say, oh no, the railroads will be available next week or so, or in February. Then I will take care of the other one because condition. If he says it's available now, there's no point in waiting for January, then we can slot in a special slot for the 9th of December. But if he says no, the forensic audit is in progress to what we expect at end next year, then even if you ask the legal official of the parliamentary advisor, you just say, but this is what they can say. So this mustn't be a fuss. We mustn't out of panic, because we know they're in trouble, and they will stand out and so to speak. And because there's a forensic audit that is in progress, that should inform us. That should inform our business too. When it should go. If the issue says, they're intended to meet this morning, then of course, then you know, we can adopt the strategy of
okay,
thanks
Honorable Mkwena. So we will communicate with the chair of the board We will write the letter to as experts. Can we then move on with, you know, I think I said, you know, I would really like us to, if we're going to have our first oversight visit next week, and us having SAFCO in this list on this day that we're doing our oversight, and I would like us to exclude SAFCO. And then when we go on our next oversight visit, we go to SAFCO, we actually make a more in-depth interaction with them and the community in those areas. If we could agree on that. Agree? Thanks.
Can I just understand? So we cancel the 1st of December.
The 1st of December is dedicated to SAFCO,
yeah.
Only SAFCO.
Yeah. Is it only SAFCO?
Yes.
Oh, is it the whole day?
Yeah.
The whole day for SAFCO.
Oh, is it?
The proposal is that it's possible. If Transnet could have us on the head.
No, then we'll have SAFCO. If it's the whole day, that's I'm fine with that. No, I'm fine with it. Let's leave it.
I mean, we've done that more than one day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No,
already, I mean.
No, that's fine. If we have one day, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I thought the soft call was linked to things.
One of
to,
the
to,
entities.
No, to Witbank and those things.
No,
yeah.
That's one for
no, that's fine. No, let's leave it.
Can I just
okay,
say,
is
the flight from Mpumalanga to Durban, is that driving or is that flying?
No, we have to fly.
It's a flight to Durban.
I have a very important meeting on that Friday where I have to be in Johannesburg. So
okay.
If you are organizing, I need to go to Johannesburg from Mpumalanga.
I will call you.
Nice.
There's nothing there.
No, I will fly for it myself.
Mpumalanga. There's no
thing there. It's Mpumalanga. Okay, I think that's it then on this.
And then the meeting on Friday.
The meeting on Friday. Is that the
GSD
second? What is it? Defined
benefit fund.
Benefit fund.
Yeah.
I think in the last meeting there was an agreement that Transnet and the pension fund will go back and find each other and then come back and report to the committee. And I don't know how far this is it?
The meeting is taking place on Friday.
On Friday.
At 9 o'clock.
It's
9 o'clock, fine with the members. So that they can finish quickly.
Is it online?
9 o'clock. It will finish.
Okay.
And Transnet chair are having Transnet were having their board meeting on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So that was why the Friday meeting.
Okay.
So
no, that's fine.
We get it complete.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's fine. I think this then brings us. So this is not our last meeting then.
No.
Okay. So you don't want to say your bye byes here.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Honorable Falloro? No, there's not any other business.
No,
business.
Yeah. Honorable Khulur, I think your point is heard. Mm. Disang will make a follow-up. Yeah.
Honorable members, thank you so much for attending the meeting and the media. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You're not in the meeting. I'm not sure. Try it. Maybe you can SMS it. You'll answer. Keep the SMS. You can answer for you.